Just 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome back into the whole show. Powered by Chevron. Live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Great conversation there with Clay Millen. We've had three players on in the last 2 days. I would say that means game week is upon us. We are gearing up for it in a very big way.
We also had former player Hugh Millen.
We did have former player. And we're going to do that every Monday. Hugh is great, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He's got a great personality. You can see why he's on the radio. But played in the NFL for 12 years. Was a stud at Washington. So he comes in with this great, with a plethora of knowledge around the football world. And hey, a little birdie tells me I'm going to hang out with him after the game on Saturday. So I talked to my wife last night. I was like, well, I'm going to be there anyway. And everybody's going to be in bed by the time the game's over. So it sounds like it's a party with the Millens. Well, at least Hugh.
Did you ask your wife to sleep over at the Millens?
No, if I could stay out past 8:30. You know, the older you get, Angel, it's just... You got to ask
your mom, and I'll ask my mom.
Yeah, you ask, hey, Hugh, can you stay out late? Because I got the clear.
My mom said I could, but only if your mom said
yeah,
yes.
They got. She's going to call and make sure that it's okay. That's how it goes, man.
Stay up late, we'll watch film and eat some popcorn. And...
You just wait. You have to do the check-ins. You know, it's stuff you never thought you'd have to do. But when you get married, it's almost like you're a little kid again. You have to be like, I'm going to be out late. What time are you going to be home? Well, I don't know yet. Well, give me a time.
We'll find out,
won't we? No, that would be actually pretty cool because Hugh's had a great career, and it'd just be fun to pick his brain even more off the air a little bit. So he's going to join us basically on Mondays. We're going to do the Russ Watch. We're going to talk about Russell Wilson because he covered him for so long at his with his current radio station and KJR in Seattle. And so he's going to give us the rundown there and things that maybe – maybe it'll be positive. Maybe it'll be all a positive thing, and Russell Wilson bounces back. In fact, that's our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Do you think at some point this season, and take injuries out of the mix, Jarrett Stidham will be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos? And I don't think it has. A lot of people are like, no, but then that means it's going to be a colossal failure, and the season is lost, and all these bad things are going to happen. I think there's ways where you can still be okay. Heck, dude. Go back in the archives of Broncos history. When Mike Shanahan pulled Jake Plummer for Jay Cutler, the Broncos were a game or two above 500. I think they were like 6-5. And Shanahan decided it was time to start the Jay Cutler era. So there is a way where Russell Wilson can be, or the Broncos can be competitive in games and maybe even flirting with the 500 record, maybe even better. But Russ isn't cutting it. You're winning games like 17-13 or something like that, and then you finally look at it and go, all right, we got to get some offense moving. So there's a possibility. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I have tickets to give away here in a moment for Colorado State, Washington State, our boy Dwayne, who is heavily involved with our Ram Nation crew, Joel and Mike. I love those guys. Die hard fans all come together at RamNation.com. If you are a Rams fan, check that out because a lot of great conversations are being had there. And I strongly encourage you guys to check out RamNation.com. But because of them and their connection with Dwayne, we're going to be giving away another pair. We're going to be doing this throughout the week. Another pair of tickets to go see the Colorado State Rams take on the Washington State Cougars 5 o'clock this Saturday. I'm going to be there. I would love for you guys to be there as well. All right, so Prime Time, Coach Prime. I know we talk a lot about Prime, and it's not always the most positive thing, but I got to tell you, when I hear this man talk, I listen. He's very entertaining to me. I'm extremely interested in everything he has to say. And another guy is Joel Klatt, former CU Buffs quarterback. Doing Fox. Is it Fox? He's with Fox, right? Anytime he's talking, I'm really interested in what he had to say. So he sits down with Primetime. Was it yesterday or last night? They're gearing up for the TCU game, all that. And they have this lengthy discussion about a myriad of topics. One of those topics was NIL. And I thought Primetime's response and his take on name, image, and likeness was interesting. Here's what Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, had to say to Joel Klatt.
Let's talk about NIL, name, image, and likeness. What kid out of high, let's just take it to high school part first, that is notable enough that a CEO of a major company is going to lay it on the line for a kid that ain't nobody know?
Not many.
There you go. So it's not NIL. It may be four guys in all of college football that we've seen on a commercial nationally. We happen to have probably two of them here. Okay? Shador and Travis. NIL. They're killing it. Collectives, you could be Tom, Dick, Harry, and Larry, and you just put a bag together.
Yeah.
Boosters or whatever, whoever does it, and try to solicit these kids to come to your university. Who is that helping? I want the kid to get compensated. I want him to be straight by all means. But you got to balance the fine line. Is he still going to want it like that when you've just given him that and he didn't have to earn it? I wish it was a kind of a way to measure your ability and what you bring to the table.
Yeah, before.
Before.
Yeah.
And I have no problem whatsoever.
And I'm with you on that. I think that the inducement side of NIL is, it's not good for the sport. And I don't think it's good for the kids either.
Right,
they might be getting a little bit of money.
It ain't NIL.
But
collectives.
It's collectives.
There you go.
It's the inducement.
There you go.
Know, the inducement to come to the place or the tampering, you know, in the portal. And I don't know
these
if
these kids got agents, man. Like these kids got not only agents, they got the homies who's represent them, who's just trying to use them and playing them. They don't go to the school that they should go to. They don't even ask questions about the defense or the offense or the scheme or the personnel or how you're going to use me. What am I going to get? Out. That's what you're going to get. Out. You know what I'm saying? If that's your prerogative, your first thing, I don't want you. Mm. I want you to chase that NFL bag.
Yeah, that's the real one.
I want you. That's what's going to sustain you.
That's right.
This may maintain you for whatever. And now everybody is, it's crazy now, man. It's crazy. It really is.
Although you say four or five guys in college that are on national ads. You know, I can think of a guy in, back in the 80s, it would have been on national ads.
It would have been nice.
You would have done really well.
It would have been nice. But I had the game.
You had the game.
That's I had the game. See, right now, they put in the bag before the game. The game has to come before the bag. Ball out. We want to give it to you when you ball. I wouldn't mind if it was play, like objectives.
Sure.
Yeah.
Almost contractual.
There you go.
Yeah.
Then you'll know.
Performance bonuses, right. Things of that nature.
Yeah. Most definitely. I would like that involved. Because I want them to be happy. I want them to be comfortable. I don't want them to be filthy rich.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. Because I don't want that taken away from this. Because I want you to, longevity, man. I want you to get that NFL bag. I want you to get that Jalen Hurts bag, man. You know, that Lamar Jackson bag. I want you to get it. I want you to get to that point or even a quarter of that point. You know. NIL is not.
All right. So there's Coach Prime talking to Joel Klatt. They're getting into the NIL. Everyone's talking about it now. You had Harbaugh yesterday talking about how they should have a profit sharing thing, which makes zero sense how they would make that work. And I'll get into that. But a couple things. I wasn't quite sure what his message was, because at the end he kind of said, you know, don't you shouldn't get anything until you play, and then it should be like you get rewarded and stuff, which is totally against the rules right now. You're not supposed to give a pay for play or a pay for successful play. I can't give Clay Millen more money if he throws two touchdown passes. I can't take money away if he doesn't. It's with us, we called Clay before he ever threw a football for the Colorado State Rams. We knew he was going to be the quarterback with my intel, Angel, and we just said we want to do a radio show with the quarterback. It's where it goes. So then you get into a whole bag of worms there to me, or can of worms there, where it's like, now you're paying guys, this collective's coming together and they're paying guys and girls, whatever, for points and stats and things like that. That gets messy. Now he's saying he has a problem with not NIL as it's structured, it's this collective idea. Now, and I find it interesting and I find it fascinating how we're seeing that morph now. The collective, I know a little bit about the Green and Gold Collective here in Fort Collins with CSU. Great, seems like great people. But it's they're putting together a bag, and a lot of different players are going to get to pick from that bag. If you go donate to that, you get to direct where that money goes. I don't know if you get to direct specifically to a player, but I know you get to direct it. Hey, I want this money to go toward golf, and I want that to go toward the NIL. I want this money to go toward football. That has opened up such a unique conversation all around this, where he's basically saying, hey, only four or five guys are going to get big-time NIL, which is probably – there's more than that. I mean, we're seeing, I don't know, 10, 20 guys in the country that are making, like, not NFL money, but more money than you and I to play football, to play basketball.
I kind of agree with that four or five number.
You think so?
I think so. Like,
it was like Caleb Williams.
You can name a lot of quarterbacks around college football, but Bo Nix isn't on a commercial. Quarterback for Oregon. Michael Penix Jr. for Washington isn't on commercials. It's all Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams.
It was all Bryce Young last year.
Yeah, and locally, I guess, you got Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders.
It's a very select hand few players that are promoted up to that, where you're in commercials every weekend. You're in the Fansville. You're in the Dr. Pepper. You're in all of those things.
What do you think? What was Primetime's message there, basically? Like, I don't mind NIL. I just don't think we should be setting these guys up well before. And that goes to our tampering. And as Joel Klatt mentioned, the inducements to come here and play, that would get rid of that. If it was just like Johnny Manziel, if you're popular enough, you should be able to go out and sign an autograph, and that's what it is. But we've created the before picture now. Well before you throw a football or catch a football or tackle somebody, you're getting some money for it.
Yeah, and that's the message I got from that video. That was the first time I seen it. But yeah, I was interested to see his stance on it. I'm not the biggest Prime fan, but interested to see how he thinks about it, because I was under the assumption that's what was going on at CU, was that they were offering these kids, hey, it's Prime, he's got this money, he's got these deals, just come to CU. That's what I originally thought. That thought has changed, and hearing that, it makes me feel better that that's not what the message was. And
yeah,
as all that good, I'm just saying, it does create a bit of concern when it's, okay, I hear you talking like that, and I hear that, you sound like a coach that knows what he's talking about, and you know, you have knowledge about it. And then the Prime side comes out of it, and it doesn't match up to me.
Well, yeah, I don't get it. Like,
it's like Prime is going to advertise the NIL. He's going to advertise, you know, come here, we're going to get you taken care of, we're going to get you the cars and all that. But Coach Sanders is going to come at it with, I'm not doing this. I'm not promising these kids money.
Yeah, I kind of thought the take was, I don't know, I watched it several times because I
like the take about not paying these kids before to get them to go to a school. I like that part.
Yeah, well, that's the problem that we're running into is collectives, if done right, they're not supposed to do that before. It's supposed to be a, hey, we're here for the current student athletes.
But a student athlete or a potential student athlete could have knowledge about what is in that collective. If, hey, my buddy from high school is at CSU, hey, what's in that collective for you guys? Okay, a buddy at CU, hey, what's in your guys' collective? All right, I know where I'm going.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Like I've always talked about on the show, there could be easy ways to go, hey, rumor has it, this car dealership would be willing to pay you a lot of money if you came to this school. But that, you're just a random Joe Schmo that gave this player that information. That's what's happening, and there's zero way to govern that.
Well, I like that he also mentioned, like, he doesn't want the players to get that money and then think that's it. Like, earning that money.
Yeah, no, that's part of it. But now he's setting it up to, it is like a semi-pro thing. It would be, hey, you earned it, you had a good game, now I want you to go out and get some NIL dollars, and then we set that up, and you got Jim Harbaugh on the other side saying, hey, they should get a share. Players should get a share of what Michigan's bringing in.
Play, then pay, but then pay per play.
Yeah.
When it should just be play and then pay. And then that's it. No, we will renegotiate next year.
All of this is, like, to me, leading to what potentially will become essentially their semi-pro guys. I used to think this was an outlandish idea, and I just threw it out there. Because you got one group that says, oh, the education, that's amazing. Yeah, a lot of these guys really love their education. I know. That's like the first thing they think about is going to school and going to class. No, there a lot of guys are was it the Ohio State quarterback from years ago that was like, I'm not here to school. Jones, yeah. Was it Cardell Jones? I'm not here to school. I'm here to play football. A lot of guys think like that. No, I'm not saying that's wrong. Then there's the other group that's like, dude, just play football. I don't care. Just play. Just be great. Make this program amazing. So what I think it's going to lead to is ultimately like, you pick. You get a scholarship. You choose the scholarship. You can't partake in any NIL stuff or anything like that. Or you can not get a scholarship and not go to school here. And you're basically an employee. You're like a teacher or a janitor. You're a football player here for a couple of years. I wouldn't be shocked if we get to that point someday. But what Harbaugh's talking about,
insurance if they're employees.
Yeah, it'd be expensive. Oh yeah. But you're not paying the scholarship. So whatever you're paying in the scholarship goes away to whatever that is. Harbaugh said yesterday. He said we all should be about diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm calling for a system that is fair, equitable, and benefits all involved. Don't exclude student-athletes from the profits. My opinion, you can't say you're about diversity, equity, and inclusion if you aren't willing to include the student-athletes in revenue sharing. Okay, does that mean the tennis team gets revenue share of what the football team's bringing in? Or is it just... because it's supposed to be... what is it? Title IX, right? And that's supposed to spread it all out.
Equal scholarship opportunities.
Equal scholarship opportunities... from some schools I've talked to, like money they raise in athletics just goes into the school, mm-hmm. and then the school figures out what to do with all of that. How does that work if you're talking, hey, we want players to share, have a profit share kind of thing? So that would just be football players and men's basketball players then, right?
Well, we had kind of talked about this with the video game thing. Like, if it was a flat base rate, would the top players want to take that? Would Caleb Williams take the same amount of money that a USC soccer player would make?
Right.
Probably not. Because he is Caleb Williams.
And they should get that choice, not a unity or union to shut it down. Listen, a lot of coaches have wonderful ideas of how to make this thing work, and then they but they're also the ones that are bringing in, like Harbaugh especially, is bringing in a lot of money. Millions upon millions of dollars for him every year just to coach for Michigan.
How much do you think these coaches, like Prime or Harbaugh, or even Saban, actually spend on this NIL stuff? Or do you think
I don't think they can, right?
Or they're locked in on football.
And they spend time thinking about NIL?
Like actually sitting down at a computer for 3-4 hours researching companies.
Oh, I don't think they do any of that stuff. Because they can't. They're not supposed to be like in there.
Right.
You're doing a deal with him? Great. I don't want to know about it. I can't know about that stuff.
So they have to get an agent.
They're supposed to get a marketing agent. A business agent. Not somebody that's calling to set them up for the pros the next year.
Agent in name only.
Right.
Because as he said, it's their friends, their homies, whatever.
But make no mistake about it. These coaches are thinking about NIL. They're thinking about it. That whether they like the idea of it or they hate it.
I think they think about it in recruiting sense. In re-recruiting. But I was just like, how much time do you think they would put into like sitting down at the computer looking at potential NIL deals or anything like that?
I don't think they're supposed to touch that kind of thing. I mean, I know they work with like collectives on stuff. I know when a collective, because collectives are doing something creative, like the Green and Gold Guard, they're doing like a golf tournament coming up in October. And so they're getting businesses to put money into their bag, and that's supposed to go toward this golf tournament and everything. And then I'm sure it's a basketball thing, so I'm sure basketball players are benefiting from that. And I'm sure the coach is involved just to promote the event, but he's not supposed to have any say or any direction as far as where the money is going. Now, whether that's happening or not, you be the judge. Probably somewhere a coach is directing, helping, like secretly direct a collective. But where I've always come from with the NIL thing was when I always go back to Johnny Manziel or Jeremy Bloom. I always want to say Orlando Bloom. Jeremy Bloom, like to me, those were the biggest issues. Jeremy Bloom should have been able to continue being an Olympic athlete as well as a football player. And what he was receiving in endorsements should have been no problem. Johnny Manziel love him or hate him, go watch that documentary. You're not going to love him anymore if you don't now. Should have been able to, hey, I'm signing autographs today. I'm charging $12.99 per autograph if I'm signing these pictures here. If I sign posters, it's going to be more. He should be able to do that. But now it has turned into not, they don't even have an image yet, and they're getting money for this or this or this. Now, like, if you find something productive for them to do that actually makes sense for your company, I'm for that. Like, they're working and that kind of thing. But some of these guys, I don't get it. I don't get how it's working.
So what is the tangible thing that these companies can get from doing these deals?
It's supposed to be some form of marketing, right?
Right.
So if Tory Horton's driving around in a Markley vehicle, which he is, does that make people want to drive a Markley vehicle?
Well, is
their NASCAR.
Take a picture of him in the car, mm-hmm. Is he posted on his Instagram and his
yep.
Twitter. Does he get a lot of interactions on that? Okay, we're getting probably, let's say, 1,000 interactions on a picture of him in a car.
Does that turn into an ROI of you got 7 cars sold? Probably not, but
it's
maybe.
Hard, it's hard to tell. It was social media, it's hard to tell
it's,
what your real numbers are showing.
Most businesses in this area are probably not looking for ROI. They're just looking for support. I'm going to support that player because I want the Rams to be good. That's a good player. We're going to give him a car. It's not supposed to be to give him a car to stay here. It's to give him a car because we just love the guy. And we want to see him succeed and not have to worry about a ride.
Well, I could say, oh, I love this guy when he gets to my school.
That's what you're supposed to do. But you're not
like
supposed
say,
to
say, hey, that guy over there, if he came here, I'd love
oh,
the heck
yeah,
out of him.
I guess you're not that's not supposed to get out.
Right.
But these colleges can't stop businesses from doing that.
Does it feel like slimy?
It does feel slimy. Again, that's why you bring
like,
up.
I'm just imagining these boosters and like these hoods and they're just manipulating the markets.
But that's why like I like the green and guard the green and gold guard. Yes. Mm-hmm. I've learned something from them. And it's like, hey, we went and raised money for the Boys and Girls Club of Weld County. And they are not Weld County, Larimer County. And they told us that we raised triple the amount we normally raise for this event because we had student athletes involved. That stuff's all great. And you're using it in a positive light with the current athletes that are committed to Colorado State. Where you get into trouble is when it's, hey, come here, you'll get to be a part of this, and there's money in the bag. That's when it becomes difficult. And it's a fascinating conversation. It really is. It's all over the damn place. And I get what Primetime's saying. I'm not quite 100% sure his angle on it. But it basically sounds like NIL's good. Get in the league. Get on your team. Do stuff. And then the NIL stuff should come. That's what it should be. He has a problem with collectives basically setting up bait for players to come to your school. And I can see why that's an issue too. Okay. Coming up next, we're going to do a fun segment. We're going to do this sporadically throughout the season, whatever. I'm a big fan of viewing the pressure meter on teams and players. Like Russell Wilson, oh my gosh, that's such an interesting story. He's either going to get himself back on the right track to be a Hall of Famer, or he's going to be a backup quarterback for the rest of his career, or maybe just quit after this season. Who freaking knows? But I'm looking at the pressure meter, and all of the teams that we cover, from CSU to Denver to the Denver Broncos, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, they're under pressure. If they don't succeed, changes are coming. So we're going to get into that coming up next. Scale 1 to 10. We go through each team, key players and coaches on each team, and we kind of gauge what the pressure situation looks like. We'll talk about that next. It's the whole show, powered by Chevron, on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
This is why I was born. I thrive on pressure.
The pressure's already setting in.
Feel the pressure with your head.
See, now that you finally won a game, right, you feel looser, the pressure is off.
A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Mind your business, all right? It's emotional and it's pressure.
Oh, I love this. We got our pressure meter. Hey, a little new rendition of Spoon Man there from the Chris Cornell Soundgarden. Okay, all right, yeah, it's good. It's good.
From Bill Nye.
Ah.
When they do like the music remix at the end. We got pressure.
Are you saying we're like scientists on this show? A little bit.
It just took me down that path. Yeah. I was watching Bill Nye for 20 minutes.
We're kind of sciencey on this show. We talk sciencey. Holyoke's doing science, or is that algebra? P equals F divided by A. Pressure equals force divided by area. Holyoke is too smart for this show.
I think that's right.
Is that what it is? Dude, I don't. You tell me, man.
I haven't done physics in a long time.
Oh, it's physics. But, see, I didn't even. Yeah. My favorite class was lunch, bro. Yeah, I mean, that was a class.
Is force divided by area.
Look at that. Pressure equals force divided by area. I thought he was talking about Air Force. Maybe he is. Maybe he's talking about Air Force. Pressure equals force divided by air, right? Okay, that's what we know. We're not. Please don't let us teach anybody anything. But I'm going to go through these teams, Angel, and you and I kind of go through it. And we'll talk about coaches and things like that as far as the pressure meter for them. And we don't have like the full meter. It's just 1 to 10. It's a very simplistic meter. You know, our little meter is just Brady and Angel's pressure meter. It's 1 to 10. 10's cranked up. Get ready. Things are going to explode. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the UNC. No, let's start with the Air Force Falcons. There's no real pressure on Air Force. They're solid every year. I guess, can they get to that point where they're dominating, winning Mountain West Conference championships, things like that? Troy Calhoun is the guy. What do you think the pressure is? Their pressure is just to be great. All this talk about conference realignment and stuff, and nobody's talking about Air Force because they don't have the following.
Well, 5 of their first 6 games at home.
Pressure to, I guess,
not be. Yeah, if you don't start 3-3 at least, that's not good.
So you're putting a little pressure on these Air Force Falcons.
I'd put pressure on them to compete in the Mountain West, and if not, win it. Because they do wrap up their season November 24th at Boise State.
So there's pressure for them to be the best in this conference.
Sure.
What's the scale? If it's, like, if you say it's 10, that means if they don't win the Mountain West Championship, are we talking about Troy Calhoun losing his job or anything? I don't think so.
They lost 3 games last year. You lose more than 3 games.
So you're putting them, yeah, and that's the thing. You're putting them in that upper category, too, where the pressure's on to be great.
Yeah, I mean, for the Mountain West standard, yes.
Yeah. So what do you, 7?
I think it was about 6.5.
Pressure on them is to win the conference.
Yep.
Those are the expectations for Air Force. So given those expectations, the pressure is up there. So I'll give you that, yeah. All right, let's go with the Wyoming Cowboys. Nobody's expecting them to win the conference. They've got a really good defense. Craig Bohl is kind of changing his ways a little bit over the last few years. They got, what, Texas Tech, first game of the season?
Yeah, home against Texas Tech, home against Portland State. Then they're at Texas, home against Appalachian State. That's not an easy game by any means. And then they jump into the Mountain West schedule.
I mean, the pressure.
I mean, that first 4 games, that's a tough, tough like road to go through.
I think, like, what are the expectations? You gotta sort through the expectations first before we can really assess the amount of pressure on this team, on these teams.
Well, from our bowl talks game? With Cody Tucker, I'd expect anywhere from a bowl game to winning the Mountain West.
I'm going to say my expectations for Wyoming would be to win a bowl game, or to go to a bowl game. I mean, they were good last year. You got Peasley coming back at quarterback. They're expecting to throw the ball a little bit more, but 8. Still have a strong run game.
8 wins.
So there you go. So what happens if they don't get that? Craig Bohl fired. Craig Bohl's under a little pressure. I think fans are kind of like, dude, the whole ground and pound and that kind of thing, it was great for a while, but now we're kind of getting tired of it. And Wyoming certainly would love to. They're like Air Force in this sense. They ain't going anywhere.
Right.
No one's talking about them leaving. Wouldn't that be just awesome for them to go? I'd say it's like five. I don't think the expectations are very high for Wyoming. Mm-hmm. So five-ish?
Yeah.
Something like that. Let's go with the UNC Bears. First-year coach with the Bears, not a first-year coach. Ed Lamb, we've talked highly of him. The expectations are to simply put together a positive season. That could be 3 to 5 wins. So those are my expectations. If they don't get it, is Ed Lamb, are we like, oh, no, Ed Lamb's not no good for this team? I think the pressure on UNC, I don't think there's pressure there, man. Ed Lamb ain't going anywhere. I mean, they want to sell tickets. They want to grow this program, but I saw Ernest Collins Jr. be the head coach of this team for like 9 seasons, and they were terrible all but like 2, and those 2 were barely over 500. So I think like the pressure on this team to succeed, they might be putting pressure on themselves, but I'm not looking at this team going, oh man, this has got to be the year. I heard Blake Olson on with Tanner this morning, with you guys this morning, and he's like, if Ed can't figure this out based on what I've seen over the last 6 months, then I don't know who can. That's my thing. Like, you've gone through it all. I'm going to go like 3.
I was going to go right around there.
I want them to turn it around. I don't have like monster expectations and high hopes and dreams right now. Mm-hmm. And nobody's losing jobs. You know, that's not where we are with this. It's a recharge. It's a new coach. The CU Buffs. 10? Self-induced 10?
Yep.
Because they've said they're going to win? Deion Sanders has doubled down on that several times over. The expectations, that they're going to, a lot of people think they're going to beat TCU. Randy Cross from CBS Sports thinks they're going to beat TCU. We going 10, CU?
Yeah.
CSU.
Out of 6.
Yeah, I think there's pressure to get 6 wins. If you don't get 6 wins, then you're like, wow, this...
Either 6 wins or significant improvement on the offense.
You're competitive. You're seeing 4 air raids start to work.
Yeah, you lost a lot of games, but you lost by 3-4 points.
But this season isn't like, crap better happen here or heads are going to roll.
Right.
We might be looking at new coaches. Let's say 5 or 6. They're right there in that middle. Okay. The Broncos. Pressure is always high for the Broncos. People expect playoffs, even though they haven't seen it in 7 years. It's not 10. Sean Payton said he would be very disappointed if they don't make the playoffs this year, though. Russell Wilson, on the other hand, has got a lot of pressure.
I'd say 7.
6 or 7, yeah. I'd probably go with you there.
Just see this. The Eagles have traded for Broncos tight end Albert Okwuegbunam.
There you go.
Per Adam Schefter.
So Albert O finds a home with the Eagles. Good. Good for him. Go to a Super Bowl contending team. I just saw Jaleel McLaughlin officially made the team for the Broncos, so good news there. All right, there it is. That's our pressure meter. I have high expectations because they're self-induced of the CU Buffs. Those are, I feel like that program, of all the football programs we discuss on this show, is going into the season with the most pressure put on them, then probably the Broncos. And maybe Air Force, too. All right, there you go. 44 after the hour. Angel, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, so it was first reported earlier today that, well, I guess this morning, that Albert O was waived, right? But then it was just now reported by Adam Schefter that the Broncos traded Albert Okwuegbunam and a 2025 7th-round pick to the Eagles for a 2025 6th-round pick. So must have got wind of the Eagles being interested before they completed the paperwork to waive him. Got a trade.
Yep, it seems to be the case.
Got a 7th-rounder out of it, so...
Intern was running the post-it note down the hall, and Sean Payton stopped him.
Yep, stopped him. Oh, he got a 6th-rounder out of it.
Stopped him.
Yeah.
Whoever it is in charge of
him. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hey, wait, we got interest from the Eagles. Wait. We got something here. Interesting day for the Broncos. Traded for a kicker. Traded Albert O away when we thought they were going to waive him. Jaleel McLaughlin made this team. How about I hear the name Bradley Roby being thrown around a little bit. Former Saint. Mm. I think former Saint.
Yeah.
He's going to be a free agent?
I think so.
Would he make sense? He was with Vance Joseph. He was one of their draft picks back then. We thought he was going to be the next big corner, like what they got with Patrick Surtain. So you need corner help now. Sane Bassey, we think he's going to make the team and be a decent part of it. So, yeah. All right. Before we break, here we go. I've got a pair of tickets to give away. Thanks to our great friends at Ram Nation. Special shout out to Dwayne for this hookup. We got Rams fans that care about filling up that stadium. I got a pair of tickets to go see Colorado State and Washington State this weekend. Let's go caller number 5 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Caller 5, you're going to get a pair of tickets to go see the Colorado State Rams in their home/season opener against the Washington State Cougars. Caller 5, 970-353-1310. What did we learn? Coming up next.
Hear Preps Talk on Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn today on this 29th day of August? I learned, well, we had some great interviews today, but really a lot about the Broncos. I learned that you can't just look at a preseason game, even though it was a great preseason game, and he was my Zvi Brewing Player of the Week. Just because you did one great game, you put one great game together, does not mean you absolve yourself of all of your past sins for not really being a tight end living up to the hype. Albert O traded to the Eagles. I hope for the best for him, I guess. Angel, what'd you learn today?
I learned that Jordan Apke is going to be a beast on the football field this year for the Bears. Kicking off in 2 days from now.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be getting ready. Excited for this. I think they got a good challenge with Abilene Christian out of the gate, a team that's had a good year last year, but in terms of the rest of the FCS, they maybe not be as high ranked. So it's going to be a challenge, but I know these guys are excited to get out there and just play some football.
Yeah, I'm pumped. You know, we got tomorrow's show, and then Thursday we can actually get into the full-on look at this matchup.
The coaches show tonight.
Coaches show tonight, 6:30. Remember that, 6:30. Blake Olson, Matt Gaetor will be hosting that. We know Ed Lamb's going to be there.
Where is this?
At the GOAT, kind of in West Greeley.
You know where it is.
Yeah, you know where it is. Just look up the GOAT on your phone, and you can find it. Blake Olson, Matt Gaetor will be out there for the show. If you can't be out there tonight, you could listen to it here on 103.1 and 1310 and 1310kfka.com. So that'll be a fun preview, setting the tone for the rest of the week as UNC will play Thursday night. And I love those shows. You'll hear from football guys, but also other coaches of programs that we're really interested in hearing from. You know, like Mateo with the basketball team, Steve Smiley, Lindsay Oates on the volleyball side of things. So get out there, enjoy some great food, a great opportunity to meet Ed Lamb, perhaps for the first time. Maybe you haven't met him yet. Go meet him at the GOAT tonight at 6:30. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.